Recently, I've been homesick for my grandfather. Now, there's nothing special about this time of year that would cause such an emotion. I simply miss him. And even though it has been well over 20 years since the Lord called him home, there are days I can still hear his voice. He was the kind of grandpa who thought it important to teach my cousins and me the fine art of fishing. And on top of that are the precious memories of backyard softball. I also remember the day that I stood quietly beside him in church just so I could hear him sing. On the day he left us, just moments before he stepped into eternity, I was given the opportunity to look into his sweet face one last time and ask, "Grandpa, are you ready to meet the Lord? I need to know for sure." He turned his head my way and gave me an assuring nod and said, "Yes, Dolly, I'm ready." And less than an hour later, he closed his eyes to this world only to open them and see the sweet face of Jesus. I left the hospital that night clutching the old wooden cane that he had used to walk in with. And it now leans in a corner in my home as a reminder that he doesn't need it anymore. For you see, today he's completely healed, and in my mind's eye, I can see him running down that golden street praising the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." You know, on that day, I won't have to stand quietly beside Grandpa in order to hear him sing. We'll sing together, praising the one who loves us both. Will you be joining us? With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.